Good morning to all of you out there this morning who are listening to the radio station. We're thankful for the opportunity to open our Bibles together this morning and to study from the Word of God. Or if you're riding in your car, just to listen along to what God has to say to us on the pages of Scripture. I'm Jeff May with the Oakland Church of Christ, and this week we're doing a series talking about some times in the Bible where the Bible says that we ought to do this or that. We talked yesterday and also on Monday about how we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. 1 John 3:16 says that very thing, we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. I want to continue today with another one. It's found in James chapter 4, and we are looking in verse 13 beginning. It says, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even as a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall do this or that." So the Bible says that we ought to say, if the Lord wills. Do you hear that much from people? Do you imagine in your conversations today that someone will say to you, "Well, I'll see you a little later in the day, Lord willing," or "I'll be there if the Lord wills"? Do you hear that said very much? Yet the Bible says that we ought to say it. We ought to be aware always that our life is in the hand of God. One of the reasons for that is because of the brevity of life. And the person who says, "if the Lord wills," he understands that life is brief. And so verse 14 of James 4 mentioned that you do not know what will happen tomorrow, that your life is like a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. So we might not do the things that we are planning on doing. Our life is in the hand of God, and so we need to understand that. Also, a person who says, "if the Lord wills," is aware of the uncertainty of a day's activities. Again, we just don't know what a day holds. We cannot say for sure that we will do this or we will do that. When I was growing up, there was a man who was a great influence on me. He used to stand beside me in little boys' class and help me to lead a song before that class. He would help me do my little talks, and he's a big reason why I am preaching the gospel today. His name was Brother Leckie. And Brother Leckie once had a furniture store, and a man came in and asked Brother Leckie if he could buy this item and that item and another item. There were several things. And he said, "Can you have those at my house first thing Monday morning?" And Brother Leckie said, "Lord willing." And the man said, "What? What do you mean, Lord willing? Will you have these at my house first thing Monday morning?" And again, Brother Leckie said, "If the Lord wills, it'll be there." He says, "If you can't tell me that these things will be at my house Monday morning, then just forget the whole deal." And Brother Leckie said, "Well, they'll be there, Lord willing." And the man said, "Just forget the whole deal." And what is so tragic about that is he could not have been dealing with anyone who was more responsible and more reliable than Brother Leckie. Brother Leckie understood that I can't say for sure that I'm going to do anything, but if God is willing and gives me breath and I wake up that day, it'll be there at your house. And so he could not have been dealing with a more reliable person. You contrast that with the man who, in this text that we read, had a touch of arrogance. In verse 13, we find out that he said, "I'm going to go to such and such a city. I am going to go. I'm going to spend a year there. I'm going to buy and sell, and I'm going to make a profit." He's got it all lined up, hasn't he? Well, I tell you, he might not do any of that. We need to realize that it is so arrogant to say that I'm going to do this. Our lives are in the hands of God. Our breath is in His hand. We must always remember that. And if we go throughout our day without the Lord in our plans, there's not much difference in us and the person who doesn't believe in God. The atheist doesn't pray when he gets up. He doesn't ask the Lord to give him strength and ability to work. He doesn't thank God for his life. He doesn't ask God to direct his paths. And he doesn't ask God to bless his going out and his coming in. So there's not much difference. We would be like a practical atheist when we leave God out of our lives. We need to say, "if the Lord wills." We invite you to the worship services of the Oakland Church of Christ. We're located on Townsend Ford Road, just off of Newcutt Road. And we meet Sundays at 9:30 for Bible class, 10:20 for worship, and again at 5 o'clock for our worship service, and on Wednesdays at 7 for Bible classes for all ages. I'm Jeff May. My time's up. I thank you for yours.